Thank you for coming by, and we just wish you a very wonderful day or evening, wherever you are. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the message that's going to come forth by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you've given us a comforter. Thank you, Lord. We're not left here as orphans. Thank you that you're preparing a wonderful heaven for us that we don't even deserve. Father, you're so good. You're so glorious. Bless Brother Freedom. Bless the listeners in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your wonderful grace that's so sufficient. Your grace that was given for us that we might have eternal life. And Jesus, we thank you that you made this provisions and what we got available for each one of us. And we praise you for it because you are soon coming King. And we thank you for this wonderful day. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. All people, pardon, look to what you see. See and believe it, what they say. And I really believe that Christians are called to change what they see from the bad they see. If they have enough of them, enough belief, it's going to change it. So we have power, if we're where we should be with the Lord, to change what we see to something that's beautiful. Now we know the world is looking for a things that's glamorous, costly, extravagant, all these things that the world loves. But in our heart, when we receive Jesus as our Savior, there's a new birth that takes place at that time that changes our desire from the old way to a desire to a heavenly way that God's going to let us grow into. We grow into it. I don't believe this. No, it's not a real sudden change. It is a change, yes, but it grows, it broadens, it gets bigger. That needs to be developed because Bible plainly says, look not the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. But the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. When we see children, we know a little bit what they're going to look like when they get old, but they do vary too. Our growth changes. And I believe environment has something to do with even all. And our Christ example or environment helps us to grow into the direction where God's called us to get into. But in doing that, we have to have a desire to want what the Lord has. Because the natural man receives not the things that's says, and ye have to quicken or deaden fast, but we must walk all according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the earth, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. In times past, it says, as we all, that's in Ephesians, the second chapter, where for grace you are saved through faith is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. What we struggle with, all of us have struggled, if we're truthful. I love the book of Ephesians because it's so down to where we are. As we grow, we start maturing in the things of the Lord. In that maturing, we're to take sight on heaven. The Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. We need a vision. There's nothing going to deter my route that I'm from now. My direction is eternity. That's the latter end. And we all need to keep that in focus at all time. I'm going to lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes the Lord. He says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. There's two men that lives inside of us. And two beings. One's good and one's evil. And we choose, basically, even though we're saved, they still, the warring, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh, for the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that's all of the stuff against the knowledge of God, bring every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what I'm talking about. It starts by your thoughts, by your thinking. But your thoughts have a way of detouring. If you don't keep your mind stayed on Him, we have a way of veering off from the direction of our calling. And I truly believe that's why the world is like it is today, because we have compromised so much. God don't want us to compromise, but when we compromise, we're going halfway. Like if you have a bucket of paint, you compromise, you're taking white paint over here, and you say, well, I don't want black, but I'll just compromise with black, and I got gray, but still not white. God says, come out from among it, be ye separate. Be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Don't take that black no more. You can't compromise with it because it's going to make you gray. You need to stay white, whiter than snow, spotless, where he can take us to heaven. So our spots have a way of, compromise has a way of bringing us down from the place that God has called us into. And that's why we don't look at the things you're seeing no longer. We're compromising even what we see. Because through faith, Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. What's the matter of faith is sin. The part that I'm trying to get out is every time we compromise, we actually get our faith is dropping down. We're not where we should be with the Lord in our faith. Faith is some of the things of hope for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is out there. Faith is what's keeping me afloat. But when I have unbelief, I start falling. And since I have my faith, then I start rising. I'm like a glider. Unbelief just brings me down. And pretty soon when I come down, if I don't get up again, I'm going to hit the trees. I'm going to hit something. We got to keep our eyes up all the time because we're in updrafts. These currents of sin come our ways, and we got to be big enough in the Lord to be able to ride over any pitfalls, any things that's before us, and we can go through it with God's grace, God's help, because we're not looking for the current of the normal people are looking. We're looking to see Jesus, and we're going to ride over it. In the Spirit of God, we're going to be heavenly minded. Keep your mind on the Lord, keeping on the things of God, keeping us word. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. The Bible says, by our words we're justified, and by our words we're condemned. We speak life. As Christians, we're learned to speak life. So if we're compromised, we can't speak life. God says as an immature person that doesn't have any power, which we don't have. Our power comes in holy living. Our power comes in singleness to God. Our power comes from holiness. Our power comes from God being the center of my life. And any time that Satan knows if we can get mixture in us, we're going to fail because we're just made up that way. We got to keep our eyes constantly upon the Lord. That we've seen a train movie about the engineer had to keep his eye and hand on this every minute. That's where we are. I thought it was a good thought. We got to keep our eye on the Lord instantly because if we live, that stop that whole train. That's a good thought. He has to make sure he's awake all the time, not sleep. And that's what we are. We got to be spiritually awake all the time because when we're sleeping, the enemy comes in like a flood and he'll take us down. For we have, if he gets a great victory, if we're not, but if we can help others and we lose that, that we're responsible for that one that we're not because where we should be, we're actually troubled because we can't help the one that needs the help because we're not where we should be with the Lord. See, God puts us in a place of responsibility. And that responsibility that we're looking for not selfishness of ourselves, but we're helping others meet the things that they're going to be faced with to we're to meet eternity with the Lord. And we cannot look for those things if we're down in a place of immaturity, unbelief. Bible says in Revelation, they cannot either enter if they have the through fear or unbelief. And fear, I thought about that here a while back because I got fearful one night. The Lord said, it's not for me. So I prayed against it. God don't want us to be fearful. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God, all these words in this wonderful scripture got meanings for it. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Because we're all prone to be a little fearful in ourselves. All these things are there. But what I'm saying, God wants to bring us out of that into a package. People know that we're His. Here the other day, I went to this luncheon. And I sat next to a couple of ladies. And They was talking about tattoos. You know, everybody in the world, they want tattoos because it just denotes something. It says something, I guess, on tattoos. But God's got, we're to have a package of love on us, clothed with righteousness, clothed with faith, clothed with self-denial. Not selfish, but we deny self, walk in victory. Those are things that pertain in our makeup. Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of might. But that's part of our makeup. Our armor is faith, hope, love, charity, loving kindness, tender mercy, all the good things of God that clothe us. And see in Revelation it says, lest your nakedness be seen, that there are spots on us. So we have to, as God's people, it's more than just being saved. We have to keep our garment clean, our garment pure, our garment spotless. Because we're a vessel of praise. God wants us to be a vessel. And the worse the times get, it says, where is that light shall shine more and more to that most perfect day? We're going to be that light. We're supposed to be that light that shines when everything else goes wrong. When everybody's is not maybe even saying something, Lord, God expects us to serve the Lord with gladness. Happy is the man who's got, or woman who's got, whose God is the Lord. God wants us to do it when everybody else is going the other way. We just can't go to what everybody sees, everybody going out here to collision. No, the Lord says, no, you go still and go straight. You go straight on to heaven. You seek and don't waver to your right or your left. But you go on and seek me. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks for this, the will of God in Christ Jesus concern you. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks. I will lift my eyes to the hills, whence come my help. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue. That's not what the average person does either, but what we're supposed to do, we're supposed to, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast the Lord. The humble shall hear the humble God. Oh, magnify the Lord in me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. God's going to deliver us, but it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be good. This way is not easy, but it's good. In the 91st Psalm, it says, with long life, he'll satisfy you, and he'll show you his salvation. With long life, he will satisfy you. He'll give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And it says, they shall bear thee up even that with their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against a stone. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is not normal stuff, what I'm telling you, but it's what God's done. It's here by the Spirit. It's not normal because a lot of people are not doing it, but it's what's going to keep you ready. No ill is going to harm you. No plague cannot. Nothing's going to even hurt you. Isn't that something? To me, that's pretty good guarantee. I mean, I don't know anybody, Sears Roebuck or anybody gives things like that. No evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh thy dwelling. Says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. That should be our desire. I will say, he is my refuge. My mighty God, I trust him, I believe in him. He's great, he's wonderful, don't you think? He's glorious, he's supernatural. Nothing can compare with my God. He lives right within me. You know, a couple months ago, I was so soft, I was like a... But I'm not soft no more. My spirit, I want it to be the same way. I want to get hard, hardened. Be ye strong in the Lord, and the power might put you on the whole earth. It comes by working out. And we got to work out spiritually every day of our life. It means I've got a plan to work out for God every day. I have to work out the other way to be able to stay where I am here today. To be able to speak, I got to work out in a gym. But it's the same way spiritually. I know what it means not to do it because you've got to do that every day. You need to grow in the Lord. I'm even scheduled to climb Mount Lassen in August. I don't know what I'll do it. But God's able to help us where we are. That task looks too great for me. But anyway, we're going to maybe make heaven before August anyway. God's coming and we got to keep our eyes in. We can reach for it. It's available. We need to reach out and touch it. Say, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to lift my eyes to hills. I'm going to reach out there, and I'm going to kick it, and I'm going to grasp it, and nothing's going to get it out of my hands. I want to live forever with my Lord. And see, if we don't have that desire, we're not going to make it. Because He's coming only for those that's looking for His coming. When I finally got this straight, the Lord really showed me this is where it really means we're going to miss it. Because the Word says, Apostle Paul says, He's only coming for those that's looking for His coming. So if we're asleep, and Romans says, and knowing the time, now it's high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. Nearer, closer than I believe. Not as far as that, the day is hand, lest therefore cast up all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. Light through life in Christ. We have to reach out. I believe this is a daily ordeal, because I see many are fallen. And I heard a man this morning, he said the same thing, and he said he sees a lot of fallen. Now, there is people that's not living where they once were. Bible says, unless the Bible says, He didn't shorten that day, the very elect would not be able to save. What's the very elect? That's the one that's really where they should be. If He didn't shorten that day, that they would even fall. So for that reason, He's going to shorten that day to where is, He says that day is coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and we need to look up. Our hope is real. He's coming, and the faithful are going to make it. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ the Lord. Therefore, we're justified by faith. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing that your labor is not in vain. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. We got to keep on holding on to the Lord, because He's coming soon. He's coming for those that's ready, for those that's looking for this coming. I guess I sound like a broken record, but I know the Lord makes me do it, so He's coming. We need to be ready. You know, there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of love in the Lord, and we're not going to find this no other place. You're not going to be happy no place else, only with the Lord. He's got us. We're not going to really be happy without the Lord. But with the Lord, as all things can be fulfilled. All things are possible to those that believe and call upon the Lord, their God. God's here to rearrange your life, to help us, to uphold us, uplift us, to encourage us. To encourage us. We need to encourage one another. We need to live in a place that we want to encourage. We want to lift up in a very special way. Father God, we just pray that You touch Your people in a mighty way this day. Help them to see that You're coming soon. And Father, we just pray that You'll bless Your hearts, Your people, in a very special way. Let them know that You love them. You're coming very soon. You're coming for a ready people that's ready to seek You and do Your will. That Your Bible says we must stay watching. Help us to watch. Help us to be diligent to seek Thy face, to call upon Thee in a very special way. Lord, we pray that You'll go before us this day, heal our bodies, help us in a mighty way. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. Amen. Bless the people throughout the world this day, Father. Wherever they are this day, I pray that You might comfort that one that needs comfort this night. If they need healing, whatever their need is, I pray that You'd meet their needs this night in Jesus' name. Amen.